Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The current wellness incentive plan offered to Campbell County School District employees is costing the district more than $1.3 million. The recently passed new wellness incentives could save the district over $750,000 and would streamline qualification requirements to a simple blood draw. According to the news record, once the new plan goes into effect, it will cost the district just under $558,000 if the same number of employees participate. The new incentive is due to start in September. Instead of hosting the first indoor lacrosse tournament of the season and the first of its kind in Wyoming this weekend, thanks to weather in other parts of the state, the Gillette Bulldogs scrimmaged against the only other team available to attend from Sheridan. Bulldogs coach Michael Perini said it was a disappointing turn of events, but they made the best of a snowy situation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A partnership between the city and Gillette College may soon be a reality. The news record reports that Chief Deaton was approached by Gillette College Vice President Janelle Oberlander about leasing the former campus police office space left vacant by budget cuts last year. The office would put a police presence on campus and create a workstation for officers. The lease would be at no charge and have no expiration date. The college would be able to discontinue the lease at any time with fair notice. Gillette PD have arrested and charged two men with felony unlawful entry with battery after breaking into a residence over the weekend. The news record reports police responded to a call early Sunday morning of two men forcing their way into an apartment and engaging in a fight with the occupant of the apartment. Both suspects fled but were later located by police. No reason has been given for the altercation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.